Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Great to have you here. A very good Thursday to you. No TV, only radio. Let's get it. Going old school, throwing it back. No TV simulcast, just audio. Theater of the mind. You don't get to come behind the curtain today. It's going to be good, though. Got a good show for you. Let's get it. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. First hour is wide open. I've got three interviews, and they begin at the top of hour number two. So use hour number one. There is some breaking news, which I will get to momentarily. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686, 1-800-636-8686, toll free, open phones, first hour. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Rome is R-O-M-E. You can email me, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. We are short staffing on a Thursday. He got writ in the front row, but he knew he was not going to be on TV, so he was not excited about it. You got no choice, old man. Just push the buttons, man. Keep that airplane up in the air. Get it down at the end of the program. Adam Hawk is also here. Alvy is homeschooling. The interview is set up as follows. Coming up at the top of hour number two, Patrick Ricard. He is a fullback for the Ravens. Ravens are a good jungle team, aren't they? We've got that top of hour number two. Top of hour number three, head basketball coach at Illinois, Brad Underwood. Also in hour number three, Washington football team quarterback Taylor Heinicke. This guy was an incredible revelation. So that's how that sets up. It's going to be a good day. Really good day. 1-800-636-8686. All right, then. Right before the show started, Adam Schefter tweeted, quote, Philadelphia has agreed to trade Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts in exchange for a 2021 third-round pick and a conditional 2022 second-round pick that can turn into a first, league sources tell at Mort Report and me. So Adam Schefter had that tweet. There you have it. Wentz is going to the Colts. He's going to reunite with Frank Reich. He's got a chance to salvage his career, turn it around, get back on track. And if you believe the reports, he got exactly what he wanted. What he wanted was to go to Indy. What he did not want was to go to Chicago. So, Wentz ends up in a better spot. He wins. He gets over. He gets over. But I'll tell you who else really got over. Chris Ballard. Correction. Chris freaking Ballard. What a genius move that is, right? I mean, this guy's a damn genius. He just got Carson Wentz for a third-round pick and a conditional second. He knew that Wentz wanted to be a Colt, and from the sounds of it, he didn't get into a bidding war with the Bears either. He might as well have just gotten a 28-year-old franchise quarterback for a third and a conditional second, if this guy is what he still thinks he is. It's brass as hell. Even if he's not a franchise quarterback, they just made a very good move without having to mortgage anything at all. I mean, if that works out and Wentz does turn his career around, then Ballard is a genius. If Wentz can't turn it around, Ballard really hasn't given up that much at all. And he's still a genius. So I guess what I'm saying is, this guy's a genius. Wentz got what he wanted. Ballard got what he wanted. And the Eagles did not get much for their guy. And the Bears get nothing at all. That sounds like a pretty good deal all the way around. Except for the Bears. I do love that for Indy. They don't give up a first or a second this season, and it only turns into a first if this guy turns out to be who they think he is. And again, he's back where he had, or he's back with somebody where he had his most success, Frank Reich. And I'll tell you another key. The thing that Wentz has going for him in Indy, he's got one of the best offensive lines in football. Yeah, this guy's jacked up mentally right now. He's got swagger, confidence problems right about now. But he's got a head coach and an offensive line that you can trust, and that's the best way to get back your mojo. And Ballard is the man. And we'll see what Wentz has left. I love that deal for Indy. Love that deal. 1-800-636-8686. And Chicago gets jammed again, and Philadelphia does not get nearly what they wanted. Wentz does, Indy does. All right, so what are your thoughts? Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. That's not the way that I thought that I would start the show. You got to go with the news, right? But the way that I thought that I would start the show is a topic I really want to get to. And that news broke last night. I led with the news that broke this morning, but the news that broke last night was as follows. Fernando Tatis Jr. and the Padres agreed to a contract extension. And not just any contract extension, but one of the biggest contract extensions in the history of American sports. That big. 14 years. 14. Bam. $340 million. Bam. More than a third of a bill. And I'm going to say this right now, and for a lot of you, it's a reason to go. I said this when Patrick Mahomes signed his monster deal, and I'm going to say it again right now about Tatis. Yes, it is hellified Jack. Hellified Jack, and he's still underpaid. Yeah, I said it. Even at 340 mil. Still underpaid. And I'll say this as well. Every other team in Major League Baseball ought to be chipping in on that deal. And they should be hitting their knees every single night and giving thanks to Fernando Tatis Jr. Because it's not just about the Padres. This is also about the sport of baseball overall. This guy is the face of baseball. He is the most electric player in the game. And I say that knowing that Mike Trout is still in the game and Mookie Betts is still in the game. I know exactly what I'm saying when I say that. That's how good Tatis is. And I know the doubters will come in here and say, yeah, but the guy just turned 22. He's appeared in a total of 143 Major League games. That's not even a full season. The team is already giving him a third of a billion. They'll say that he's too much of a show-off, a look-at-me type. And I'll say, if that's your take, if that's what you think about this guy, you're an idiot. Everything that this guy has said and done is about the right thing. It's about winning. He said it before last season.
We're just going to aim for the big cake, and why not? Let's go win a World Series.
We're just going to aim for the big cake, and why not? You know, you might say San Diego should have waited longer. Then Mike Trout was 5 years older when he got his fat contract. And so is Mookie Betts. They'll say San Diego needed more time. Me? I'm going to say it's about freaking time. It's about time we had another Major League Baseball team that actually was doing everything they could to win games. About time that we had a Major League team that was actually thinking about the standings instead of the bottom line. About time that MLB teams stopped cutting corners and started to try to compete. Instead of trying to keep elite prospects in the minor leagues for longer than necessary so they can jack with their service time and keep them away from big contracts for even longer. The Padres did not do that with this guy. They could have. Most people would have. But they didn't. And I'm guessing that might be one of the reasons why they were able to get this guy for what they got him for. Because they weren't jerking with his service time. Like, I don't need five more years to know that this guy's the real deal. I needed one moment. Only one moment. And you know what moment I'm talking about before I even get to it. Yeah, but hell, let's get to it anyway.
Tatis, he's going to lead SportsCenter. He's done it again. Another home run, and the Padres add to their advantage. An opposite field shot that he knew from the get-go, and a bat flip amidst the flashing lights.
Credit ESPN and that home run. And more importantly, that bat flip was an iconic moment. It's the cover of MLB's video game. That's how special this guy is. As a 21-year-old, he already has a signature moment. Not just of his career, but for the entire franchise. I mean, that's right up there. Right up there with every other great moment in Padres history. That moment alone was practically worth a third of a bill. And the thing is, it was his second home run of that game. The home run was so great, it's easy to forget what happened before that. It's easy to forget. The Padres were down 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth against the Cards. They had already lost game one. They were running out of outs. They needed somebody to step up. They needed a hero, and Tatis was just that.
The 2-2. Fernando, a high fly ball to deep left field. Carr rushed. Ball going long on for El Nino. Won't be his last playoff appearance. Won't be his last playoff home run. Now we got a ball game right here. A one-run lead for the St. Louis Cardinals. Here come them boys.
Padres radio. So that was the spark that got them back into that game and into the series. Because then, as you'll recall, Manny Machado followed him with a game-tying bomb. San Diego suddenly off life support and dangerous as hell. Then they advance and they set up that showdown with the Dodgers. But it wasn't just what Tatis did to the Cards in the postseason that got him that deal. There was also his humiliation of the Rangers back in August. Do you remember that? He came up with two men on in the seventh, and he did this.
1-0 is laced towards the gap in left center field. That ball is back, and it is gone. Fernando Tatis Jr. in a line drive, three-run home run. Get out of here in a hurry. He's into double figures in home runs. That's number 10 of the season. And the Padres jump on top, 10-3.
Padres TV there. That did make it 10-3. Then Tatis went absolute legend when he came up the next inning with the bases loaded.
This is in the air to right field. Back it goes. Nendo has done it again. Fernando Tatis Jr., a grand slam. And the Padres go on top 14-3. Two home runs, seven RBIs for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Padres TV, I want to make a point here too. The best thing about that Grand Slam was not the fact that it was his first career Grand Slam, nor was it the fact that a 21-year-old, had just smashed two home runs and taken over the MLB lead in home runs in that moment. Nor was it about the distance or the exit velo, although both were great. It was about the fact that he absolutely pantsed the game of baseball and the code, because the Rangers took that moment horribly. They threw behind Manny Machado when he stepped in. Then they cried about it after the game, and they looked so dumb. I mean, really dumb. And everybody knew it. That marked a moment of change for the sport. That the old way of doing it should be over, and might very well be over. And that the new way, like, I don't know, the fun way, the exciting way, the right way was here. It wasn't all about pitchers throwing bad pitches, giving up home runs, and then getting all red-assed about it. It was about a 21-year-old kid out there mashing, having a great time, bringing excitement to a sport that has been thirsty for it for years. And honestly, a sport that seems to go out of its way to get into its own way. A sport that polices itself to take all the fun out of it. And here's Tatis saying, hell no, we're going to have fun. We're going to win, and we're going to dominate, and we're going to have fun. And then he backed that up the next day when he stole third base with a 6-0 lead off the pitcher who threw behind Machado, which was so awesome. And there's still so much more. How about that bomb back in San Diego?
And he hits a high drive to deep left field, down towards the pole. That ball is up, and it is gone! On top of the Western Metal Supply Company building, Fernando Tatis Jr. has left the field, literally!
I mean, that was a home run. Literally.
Literally!
He left the stadium with that shot. Literally.
Literally!
He's a major freaking star. Literally.
Literally!
This guy's must-see TV. Literally.
Literally.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't care who the Padres are playing. I don't care what the score is. I don't care what inning it is. If Tatis is digging in at the plate, I am sitting down in front of a TV, literally.
Literally.
Because you never know what's going to happen. And the fact that he is in San Diego now for more than a decade to come is awesome. It's tremendous news. And again, not just for the Padres, not just for San Diego. But you know what that means? It means we've got the Padres v. Dodgers. That rivalry is going to go to another level. The Dodgers are the defending champs. They added Trevor Bauer. They re-signed Justin Turner. They've got a stacked lineup and a killer rotation, and they're spending money. The Padres have already thrown down on Manny Machado and Tatis. The battle is on. Big brother has the ring. Little brother is coming to get his. And the rest of the National League has been put on notice. This could be a golden age for the five freeway for a decade or more. And if you're going to complain that Tatis is too young for a deal like this, then you're a dope. In fact, if you've got any problem with this deal at all, you've got a problem with you. This is great for Tatis, great for the Padres, great for SoCal, great for baseball. This is why I'm spending so much time on this national program hyping what would seem like a regional rivalry. It's much bigger than that. What I'm saying is the Padres are aiming for the big cake, and they've got a big-ass knife, a big-ass plate, and a kick-ass shortstop who looks like he's going to go down as an all-time great. And if you have a player like that, you don't jerk with it. You lock him up, you pay him what he's worth, and you be thankful that somebody else was stupid enough to trade him in the first place. I absolutely love the player, and I love the deal. Can you tell? And as I go to break, let me leave you with this thought. San Diego, get off your ass. Pick up the phone and call the only human with more game than Nando Tatis himself. Me, the butter knife. That's what I'm saying. Pacific Beach, are you ready to kick some Dodger ass? Old Time Mesa, rise up. Hey, Dodger fan. Tell me how my ass tastes. Probably not like butterscotch. Am I right, Lemon Grove? Spring Valley. Payback's a bitch. So are you, Dodger fan, a bitch. San Diego Superchargers. Oh, wait. They moved to L.A., didn't they? Hey, Justin Herbert, you couldn't hold Stan Humphrey's jock. I'm the butter knife. Put some bleeping respect on my name, damn it. Yeah, you too, Rome. Hey, Rome, they wanted to syndicate me, not you, but I didn't want to do it. I'm the reason you are you. You're welcome, Van Smack. Scoreboard, I win. You lose. Where's my song, Rit? San Diego.
You know, when I do that, I have to make a certain face. And now my face is stuck in that position. As I would tell myself, or as I would tell all of you, I'll tell myself, hope that was worth it, but I know it wasn't. All right, so Carson Wentz going to the Colts. An amazing deal made by them. Padres get their guy locked up. And I've got a lot more to get to. Somebody pick me up now. Man, I'm working hard here. 1-800-636-8686. In honor of President's Day, it's true, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. You can office anywhere for up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh right now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL, for a Dell Technologies advisor. 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/President's Day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Show. I love it when it works the way it's supposed to work. And the way it's supposed to work is I fire out, I give you really good content right off the top, good energy, good insight, good humor, good everything. And then you respond in like, with good energy, good humor, good content, good insight. That's how it's supposed to work. It doesn't always work. It is right now. I feel good about it. As an example, here's some of the reaction off my opening segment. Vic in NoCal, quote, Brian Weber is warming up the bullpen, ready to fill in starting segment two following that knife impersonation. Exactly right, Vic. If the Mickey D's drive-thru is the bullpen.
And it's over just that quickly.
Wow.
Jaime, ask the deck what the over-under is on the number of days until Machado gets pissed off that he's underpaid, not appreciated, and wants his deal redone. Steven S.A., I don't need to. He'll be fine. Machado is going to be just fine because Machado knows exactly what he has next to him and what a brilliant deal that is. As I mentioned, for everybody involved, the Padres, Major League Baseball overall, fans of the NL West, it's a good, good deal. A great deal. Hey, Rome, I have a problem with it. I like the Dodgers. They have Tatis for another decade. Literally.
Literally.
The Padres already signed Manny. Literally.
Literally.
Eric from the Big Easy, Dodger supporter, wore one more San Diego Superchargers reset. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like that. I'm kind of like LeBron. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I went there. I just compared myself to LeBron. I mean it in this sense, in relative terms. You know, like LeBron. In fact, that's not even a good analogy. I was going to say like LeBron at this stage of his career. He's got to pick his spots. But even he doesn't really. He's still playing as well as he ever has. I'm like one of those guys who back in the day, I could do that for 4 hours. I could do that for 5 hours. Now, as I get further along, I'm still dominant. I'm still explosive. I still look good. I still feel good. However, and I can still do everything I used to be able to do, but you want to pick your spots, right? I don't want to elevate and attack the rack every single time down the floor, but I can still do it. Yeah, we get it, Rit. Carl and Prescott tweets, Fernando Tatis can finally afford to eat here. Sign five guys. Hey, Rome. Yeah, I knew this was coming. This is like such a lame bit of content. Hey, Rome, we think that Tatis deal that the Padres made was very wise. Regards, the Angels signing Albert Pujols, the Yankees signing A-Rod, and the Phillies signing Bruce Harper. Eric in Colorado. Yeah, Eric, I agree, especially with Philadelphia signing Bruce Harper. Hey, Eric, you do know that Fernando Tatis is 22, right? And if you want to talk about a 14-year deal, this guy's still going to be 35 when the deal's up and still have good baseball left. It's got nothing to do with Albert Pujols. I mean, Pujols is Pujols and a Hall of Famer, but does anybody really know how old he is or how old he was when they signed him? Anybody? I mean, I'm not even sure Big Al knows. We know exactly how old Fernando Tatis is. This dude's 22. I love it. Yeah, well, how about the fact, Rome, that Mike Trout didn't get his for five more years? How about the fact that Mookie Betts didn't get his for five more years? How about it? I didn't need five more years to know that this guy's worth that kind of money. I didn't need five more minutes to know that this guy's worth that kind of money. I love it. Meanwhile, TMZ is already clowning the Eagles. Already clowning the Eagles. Quote, Carson Wentz traded to Indianapolis Colts for a bag of peanuts. I see that on Twitter. Hey, Eagle fans, how's that grab you? Not even almonds. Not even cashew. Not even a pistachio nut. Not even pecans. Not even walnuts. Peanuts. As far as my thing about the butter knife, that's like my butter knife load management. On big deals like that, I will elevate and throw down. But I don't need to do that every single day. It's my butter knife load management. 1-800-636-8686. Let's see. Hitman Canadian, quote, "That Tatis deal is absolutely outrageous. Sorry I have to cut my take short. I have another check to cash." Signed, Bob Bonilla. I'm sure Bob appreciates that. Must be pretty nice every year to know you got $1 million coming to you pretty much for the rest of your life, and you do nothing to get it except walk to the mailbox. That's got to be a good day. Am I right, Bob? Hey, Romy, even we think that contract is way too long. Regards, movies on VHS that require two tapes. Bravo. Well done, Ashley, as always. Isn't that so true back in the day? Yeah, great. Any movie that requires a second VHS is not worth watching. Jim, I know the beef segment was yesterday, but my beef is turning on your show only to find it has again been preempted by Euro Soccer. Signed, Bill and Sonoma. I can appreciate that, Bill. This one, however, is bigger than me. They don't consult with me on that kind of thing, but I appreciate it. Jimbo, what the hell is up with no simulcast? Now I can't see that goofy Matt Williams-looking guy in a tie. CJ in the Bay, champ. Warhawk and Tolbert guest hosting together. Why? Hawk and Tolbert? What's that about? My man, Tommy Tolbert. Best guy I know.
Dr. Boudreaux.
Nicest guy ever. Literally. I love that somebody is saying, no, wait a minute. It's a Thursday and you're preempted. That sucks. Now you know who that somebody is? Rit.
Literally. Like,
that's my day, man. That's when I move to the front row and I get to be on TV.
Game on.
Game on. Finally.
Finally.
Do you have any idea how pissed Rit was when I had to pull him aside the other day and say, hey, Pops, bad news, yo. What, we're out of hot chocolate? No, Rit, we're not out of hot chocolate. But we're preempted on Thursday, meaning you will not be on TV.
Bring it on.
What? I know, that was tough. Somebody's got to have that hard conversation, and it's me. I'm the one who's got to tell the staff the bad news. Romy, it is nice to go back to just listening on the radio instead of watching on TV. Though I do miss being able to see how Rit's mom dressed him today with his mismatching shirt and tie that's tied all wrong. Mario in SF. Pretty funny, man. I didn't know how many millions of people watch this show. Look at this reaction. Hey, boss man, no simulcast. I'm going to go ahead and throw back this Rice Krispie brick with the Skittles and all this bleep and go ahead and take me a nice fat bleep to get my stomach all right and everything. Regards, Rit ripping off the tie and checking out for the day. Geoff and Lincoln. All right, Rit, that's where you're supposed to play the Marshawn Lynch sound, but good job, Geoff. Well done. Rit's just all out of sorts, man. He just can't get over the fact that he's not on TV, so now he's not trying. Oh, you want me to fire that Marshawn Lynch sound? Am I on TV? No, Rit, we discussed this last week. Yeah, well, I can't seem to find that Marshawn Lynch sound. Good reaction. So far, so good. Hey, Jim, it sucks that your show is preempted for soccer. Kevin, Nevada City. Yo, shout out to Nevada City. Yeah, it all comes around, doesn't it? There's your karma. I spent all that time cracking on soccer, and now soccer preempts my show. Of course. It all comes around. Hey, Van Smack. Thursdays in the jungle. This is like better than a beef segment, almost. This is good. This is one of the great reaction segments ever off an open. Hey, Van Smack. Thursdays in the jungle are like watching a traffic camera during a winter storm. Whether it's an ill-timed War Lady Clones. Or bumping in the wrong music. Rit will hit some black ice today. And we'll see if he can save the car or cause a huge pileup. Thanks. Mark in Parts Unknown. That's a near-perfect email.
Game on.
That is a great, great email. All right, I've got more reaction. A lot more where that came from. In case you're wondering what else I'm going to talk about today, I can tell you that, too. You've got Ben Roethlisberger, right? And management is not sounding like they're in any hurry to bring him back. So if that domino were to fall, and it might, then who's next? Carson Wentz already is going to the Colts. J.J. Watt is on the move. Ben Roethlisberger may or may not be safe with Pittsburgh. And then you get to Von Miller. Could he also be in play? Maybe. Tim Tebow retiring. And the Mets had a really interesting statement about that. And so did Tebow himself. So I've got all of those stories, and obviously you clones doing a nice job. I'm going to let you in here too. 1-800-636-8686 and three interviews. Patrick Ricard next hour. Brad Underwood in the third hour. And the phenom that is Taylor Heinicke in hour number three. Just wanted to listen to my headphones for a minute to make sure that Old Man Ritt had the right music going to break.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Once again, we're wide open in this first hour. Having a good time already. This weekend on CBS, the PGA Tour continues its West Coast swing. Got a fantastic field, including some of the very best in the world. Koepka, DeChambeau, Spieth, McIlroy. They'll be on the course at the Genesis Invitational. Live coverage all weekend long, getting underway at 3 Eastern and 12 Pacific on CBS. Top stories this morning, Carson Wentz on his way to Indy. Indy worked a tremendous deal. It's great for them potentially. Definitely good for Wentz. He gets out of Philadelphia, and he stays out of Chicago. And I talked about the Fernando Tatis Jr. deal for the Padres. Made it pretty clear I love that deal for him, for them, for the sport, for the I-5, for all the above. Dear Rome, Carson Wentz traded to the Colts for a bag of penis? Signed, Matt Nagy.
Buy me some penis and Cracker Jack.
Peanuts. He said peanuts.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Peanuts.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
You can't go to the concession stand and order a bag of what you think he said. Peanuts.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I mean, you're acting like this guy went up there and said, yeah, I'll take a cheeseburger, hot dog, Coors Light, and a bag of penis.
Buy me some penis and Cracker Jack.
Stop. Dear Philadelphia Eagles, you call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
Sign the Colts. Danny in the 402. So the preliminary speculation was they needed a one. They were looking to get a one. Would not appear they're going to get that. Carl tweets, in 14 years, our content will still be lame. Signed, Netflix. You imagine what that's going to look like in 14 years? I mean, think back 14 years in what we did for content. Streaming content. 14 years ago, they were sending DVDs in the mail. Internetflix, remember that? And not long before then, I mean, I hate to do this. I hate to do this. When people say I hate to do this, they really don't, or they wouldn't do it. I really hate to do this because it makes me seem like I'm older than Ritt. But I literally, Janet and I would go to video stores and roam the aisles.
Literally!
And try to pick movies. up and down the aisle. Can you imagine that? To check out a video, a VHS video. I was a Blockbuster guy, not a Hollywood Video guy. And I would grab a movie, flip the box over, read it, and say, Jenna, this looks good. And she'd look at me and look at the movie, and she'd say, we've seen that already. And this would go on over and over and over again. Like, I don't even remember what movies I've seen. Remember, and not only that, remember when they kept the good tapes behind the desk with the empty box and how fired up you were that somebody just returned it. Remember the one-day rentals for the best movies. Remember how pissed you were when you did not return the movies on time. And you had to stop what you were doing on Saturday morning or whatever it was to drop off those movies. Or that they would accumulate, like overdue library books. Like, we used to consume content like that. And you're going to complain about Netflix. You know, pull it right up on your phone. Pull it right up on your computer. Pull it right up on your laptop. I'm talking about physically getting in your bleeping car to go find a movie to rent. And then what? Once you get there, you go ahead and write off the hour, because it's going to take you an hour to agree on something with the wife or the significant other. And especially if you're arguing about whether or not you've seen it. Good times. Good times. So for anybody who tells you how much better things were back in the day, yeah, kind of. And then kind of much worse. Hey, Rit, you keep that airplane up in the air and you get that airplane down. And don't be adding your little spice to the show. Hey, Rit, do not impose your will on the product. Do not try to influence the product. Don't try to involve yourself with the product. You get that GD airplane up in the air and you keep it up there for 3 hours and then you get it down and I'll see you next week. Come on, man.
It's lit!
The other great thing about going to the video store back in the day, going to the wall that had the manager's favorites. Oh, you mean those losers who didn't graduate high school have favorite movies? Yeah, let's go check out the manager's favorites. 1-800-636-8686. Video stores. How about that section in the corner with the curtain? And the adults only. They had those beads. And dudes be walking back there in their trench coats. Sunglasses. Collars up. Rain jackets. Going behind the curtain. Dude, why do you have a rain jacket on? It's 85 degrees. It's LA. I digress. Let's get some more reaction in here. Hey, Jim. I turned on CBS Sports Network, and I saw James Kelly, so I figured you were not preempted. Then I realized it was a soccer ball. Salty, thirsty, Sarah T.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Hey, Sarah, why do I have an opinion that if it were Jack Del Rio, you would not be unhappy? Or if it were Kurt Warner, you would not be unhappy? Tom Brady. Sean tweets, must be Thursday. War me eating a Rice Krispies brick for lunch for Rit Day.
Mark it down. That's an H.
Bro, you shouldn't eat a bowl of sugar for lunch. I'm not the cleanest eating guy in the world, but even I know that. I mean, that's like opening up your throat and dumping sugar down it. Wells tweets, speaking of which, Wells is in. Is Rit still wearing a tie even though you aren't on TV? Drew in West LA. Did Rit ditch the tie today? Bella B. Is Rit wearing a tie today even though the show is radio only? He is, apparently. And then there's this. SA Sports Honk back again. He writes, Rome, can you give a birthday shout out to the legendary Yoko Ono? 88 years old. Before I do it, don't push any buttons, Rit. Yoko wished herself a happy birthday. That's rich. There's always like birthday person where they want the entire day devoted to them or the entire month devoted to them. It's my birthday it's my birthday, look at me. Or it's my birthday week, look at me. It's my birthday month, look at me. It's a birthday life, make it about me. Anyway, Yokes. Yokes is on Twitter wishing herself a happy birthday. Quote, I was born February 18th, 1933, during a heavy snow in Tokyo. In the morning, the nurse opened the curtains to the window to show my mother what happened to the city overnight. The whole city was blanketed with snow, which was shining under the blue sky. Oh. Okay. That makes about as much sense to me as this. Now she's turning Twitter into performance art. Why don't you just tweet that? Anyway, happy birthday, Yokes. Congrats. It'd be better if you weren't wishing yourself a happy birthday, but a happy birthday. Hey, Rome, happy National Battery Day. Please take this opportunity to make my owner aware that he is draining me. Regards, Hawks Vape Pen.
What?
Vadi in Pasadena. What's up, Vods? Welcome back. War bums refilling their vape cartridges with tree sap. All right, Vadi. I take back welcome back. I retract that. Well, that's some kind of hour, right? Like, I gave you a couple of really good takes, but I honestly can't remember the last time you clones carried a segment plus the way you just did. Give yourselves a nice round of applause. You earned it. Well done. When we come back, Patrick Ricard, Ravens fullback, joins me. Top of hour number two. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome, and that is next.